On a warm day at the beach, it's hard to imagine just how cold the ocean can be at great depths. Cold enough that with high pressure, naturally occurring methane gas is trapped inside ice crystals under the seabed. Virginia Tech's chairman of geosciences, Steve Holbrook, has studied this substance. It's called methane hydrate, or fire and ice, because he says you can actually burn it.
You can find YouTube videos of this. If you hold a lighter or a match to it, it will ignite. And so for a few minutes anyway, you can actually have burning ice. The match is igniting the methane that's locked up inside the lattice. At the end of that, you've just got a puddle of water left.
This stuff is found in only two places, in the permafrost of the Arctic and deep in the ocean. Scientists say it could be more prevalent than any other fossil fuel on Earth, but they don't know how much there actually is and how best to extract it. Study is needed. But Holbrook says that's easier said than done.
Methane hydrate that's in permafrost, of course, it's on land. So it's a lot less expensive to drill into it and to study it. Offshore methane hydrate, which is the majority of this reservoir globally, you need a ship.
And that's exactly what a team of scientists got in the Gulf of Mexico.
We're out here and the water is over a mile deep. It's almost 6,700 feet.
Peter Flemings holds the Jackson Chair in Energy and Mineral Resources at the University of Texas. He and research engineer Peter Polito say removing core samples of methane hydrate from the ocean floor is an important but challenging job.
You want to study those cores out here with X-rays and sampling devices, all of which work at extremely high pressures.
Hey, y'all stop. All stop. Y'all are good.
We're jamming a tiny straw through over a mile of water, through a half a mile of rock, and trying to pull up 10 feet of ice.
Back on campus in Austin, these yard-long samples from the Gulf of Mexico are stored in one of the few laboratories of its kind, overseen by Peter Polito.
These 21 pressure cores are very valuable. I mean, they're dirt and mud and ice and methane, but to get them was very expensive. And so every room is outfitted with redundant systems.
Just to make sure things stay cold.
Exactly. This hydrate can be stable at room temperature, but it has to be very high pressure. So basically you got to squeeze it and freeze it.
Given the abundance of natural gas in this country and the challenge of harvesting methane from the ocean, the U.S. is unlikely to be using it anytime soon. But Steve Phillips, a postdoc at UT's Jackson School of Geosciences, says there are other markets for methane.
Japan and India and China have been even more aggressive with methane hydrate research. And actually, Japan has done two production tests already, and China's done one.
Still, the U.S. Department of Energy is spending millions of dollars on this research to understand methane hydrate, to be ready for a future that may require a bridge from dirty coal and oil to cleaner gas to renewables. And there's one more reason to do basic studies. As the seas warm, methane might begin bubbling up from the ocean floor, making climate change worse. Here again is Virginia Tech professor Steve Holbrook.
There is, in fact, evidence in several places, including the east coast of the U.S., where scientists have observed gas bubbles that are emerging that's much more potent than CO2. Sea levels are rising. And anything that exacerbates that is not going to be good news for Virginia coastal communities.
Scientists say gas is also escaping daily from the Arctic permafrost. The University of Texas plans another expedition to study methane hydrate in 2020. I'm Sandy Houseman.